Hi, you guys. Welcome back to an all-new episode of the Undisputed Politics Podcast with your boy, Robert Wilson Jr., and I'm coming to you from the Mississippi Delta. On today's episode, we'll be discussing a host of topics, including the death of Tyree Nichols out of Memphis, Tennessee, at the hands of the Memphis Police Department, as well as the issues and the lies that are being told by George Santos, a congressman out of New York. And we'll also be discussing the issues that are going on right now with Bethune-Cookman University and Ed Reed and the things that have happened after they decided not to go forward with his contract as head football coach of their football program. All of that and more will be discussed on today's episode of the Undisputed Politics with your boy Robert Wilson. So let's get into it. Let's get it. Let's go. All right, so we're going to jump right into it with this first thing that I want to talk about today, which is the story of Tyree Nichols. Many of you who listen to my podcast over the years know that I used to live in Memphis. It's pretty much where I got into a lot of the activism work that I like to do. It's where I met a lot of my mentors and different things like that. And so this case is a little bit close to home for me because I still know some of the people who are on the ground, and I still communicate with them, and I still have relationships with people in Memphis. And so it kind of hits a little close to home. So I'll just give a little backstory about the story and what happened. So Tyree Nichols, he is a 29-year-old black man. He was hospitalized on January 7th and died 3 days later. And it is being reported that on the 7th of January, he was pulled over for reckless driving. And pretty much there was a confrontation with the officers who pulled him over. Somehow, apparently, Tyree was able to run away from the officers. And then eventually later on, they caught up with him again. And then another confrontation happened where they end up beating him and pretty much beating him to death. They beat him so badly that he was hospitalized, and then 3 days later, he pretty much succumbed to his injuries. You know, people can speculate a lot of things, but you know that this case was so bad to the point where the Memphis Fire Department has had to fire two EMTs. They have already had to fire two EMTs who were involved in this incident. And just the other day, the Memphis Police Department came out and said that they have also fired the five cops who were involved in this incident. Yes, they have come out and they have fired the five officers involved in this incident. I'm going to name them five officers, because y'all know how I do on this show. We unfiltered, we raw, and I feel like it's important that we know who did this. The officers are Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith. Now, they were all fired because apparently they violated the policies of the Memphis Police Department. Now, granted, I like the fact, I'm happy that they were fired. I'm glad that they were fired. But to say they was fired for violating the policies of the Memphis Police Department, let's be clear. It is the policy of the Memphis Police Department to harass black people. It is the policy of the Memphis Police Department to harass black activists. It is the policy of the Memphis Police Department to gun down black people in the city of Memphis. Let's not forget about Martavius Banks. Let's not forget about Darius Stewart. Let's not forget about all of these instances of police brutality that has taken place. Excuse me, that has taken place in the city of Memphis at the hands of the police. So let's not act like it's not the policy, because we know that not to be the case. And I'm going to get into more of that later on in this segment as I'm talking about this, why I feel the way I feel about that. But those five officers were pretty much, they were fired. And this morning, it was announced that a grand jury was convened, and that later on today, the charges would be brought. And sure enough, at 2 p.m. today, District Attorney Steve Mulroy, the Shelby County DA, the newly elected Shelby County DA, I might add, and the director of the TBI and others came out to the press conference, and they announced that all five of the officers were being charged. All five of the officers are being charged. They were being charged. Now, the charges include, I'm going to go down with the charges. The charges include give me a second. I'm looking to make sure I give y'all the correct information. The charges. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling up the charges. But while I talk about that, they move swift with this case. They moved swiftly with this case. And the reason why I want to talk about the swiftness that they moved with this case is to make it clear. They only moved swiftly. See, when I told you who these officers were, I said it, and I hope that if you were listening and you haven't heard about this case, you kind of put it in your mind, the names and how those names sounded to you and what race you thought that they may be. Because if you haven't been paying attention to this case, you would be struck to understand. It would boggle your mind to know that all five of these officers are black men. All of them are young. None of them are over 35 or 40. They all young. They all just joined the police force within the last 5 years. So when I brought up about the policy of the police department, to set up and say that it's not the policy, well, yes, it's the policy. You hire young officers, you give them poor training, you let them go out, feel like they do whatever the hell they want to do, regardless if they white or black. And this is what happens often in the city of Memphis. It's not a one-time thing. I can name several names. Martavius Banks, like I said. Darius Stewart. You can go back through a litany of names. So let's be clear. Let's not talk about no policy and all this other stuff, because we know what the policy is. The policy is to do harm to black people. The policy is to not give a damn about black people. Period. Now, I have the charges now. Each officer has been charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault in the act of committing a felony, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. And all of these charges are felonies. Now, people can get around on the socials and people can say what they want to say. But let's be clear. Let's just absolutely be clear. This is a situation where me personally, they need to fire the police chief. Because you can sit up and you can play games all you want. You can say what you want to say. But at the end of the day, this happened on her watch. And see, you notice when I told you who I was at the press conference today at 2 p.m., I didn't mention that the police chief was there. And see, people who aren't into communication and all of these things don't understand the optics of things and how things work. See, the fact that the TBI lead person was there, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, the fact that you had people from the FBI at the press conference, you had the district attorney there. The only people who were missing were people from the city of Memphis and the police department. And that lets you know, like I said, from the absolute beginning, that lets you know that the reason why they weren't there, because that's the policy. Why would I come stand up next to the DA while he announced charges against my officers when I know that that's the policy? It may not be the policy on paper, but it's the policy that we accept. It may not be the policy that's on paper, but it's the policy that we look aside for. It may not be the policy on paper, but it's the policy that we allow to happen. And so the reason why I feel the way I feel, the reason why I have the disdain that I have, the reason why I have said what I have said when it comes down to policing in this country, and the reason why I personally feel like policing needs to be reevaluated, and in some cases it needs to be abolished. Traffic stops. In this case, it's being reported that they tried to pull him over in an unmarked vehicle. Police need to stop with traffic stops. You might say, well, who gonna pull people over for traffic violations? There are cities that have traffic officers. There are places that have officers dedicated to nothing but traffic stops. When you pull somebody over, give them a ticket and let them go on about their business. There's no need. And even if you are going to pull somebody over, it's no need for you to pull somebody over in an unmarked police vehicle. If you're going to be pulling folks over, you need to be in a police marked vehicle so that they know that they are being pulled over by legitimate police. The amount of issues going on lately with people pretending to be police and all these other things, you think that somebody's not going to feel unsafe if you come pulling them over in a damn Jaguar? You come pulling them over in a Honda Civic? You come pulling them over in a black Charger that ain't got no tags on it? Yes! You're going to have people who are going to be afraid. You're going to have people who are going to try to run. You're going to have people who are going to not know what the hell is going on. So, yeah, of course, they're not going to cooperate with you. Especially when they know they haven't done anything wrong. And see, I know there's a crowd of people out there who say, just comply. Oh my goodness, just comply. But let's be clear. Let's be absolutely clear. You have instances out here that have been reported, instances out here that have been recorded with audio, instances out here where you have seen video footage of white people doing the absolute most disturbing shit you could do to police officers, to people in general. People out here who have literally spit on police officers. People who have literally hit police officers. People who have literally shot back at police officers. And it seems like the only people who ever, I'm not going to say ever, let me be factual. The most cases you find where people actually receive consequences for those disrespectful type of things are black people. A black person is going to get killed for simply not complying. A black person is going to get killed for not complying, for running. But a white motherfucker can spit on you. Can literally spit on you. Hell, they can literally go shit on the Capitol walls at the U.S. Capitol. They can go shit on the walls of the U.S. Capitol. They can hang nooses. They can climb the walls. And none of them get arrested the day of. None of them get beaten like Tyree. None of them get their life taken like Darius Stewart. None of them get shot in the back like Martavis Banks. None of them. None of them get kneeled on their neck like George Floyd. None of them get chased down in their neighborhoods. None of them get shot in their own home in their bedroom like Breonna Taylor. And so I've said this a number of times on this podcast. I've said this a number of times in different speeches. I've said this a number of times in different conversations. The people are tired. This not 1955, 1960. It's 2023. You are looking at a different generation of people. You are looking at a different time in our communications. People no longer have to wait weeks at a time to see things on a newspaper. They don't have to wait weeks at a time to get video footage to be on the TV because they had to wait on the telegram and all that other stuff. Things are right in our hands where you can see it in your phone. And so I'm saying this to preface what I'm about to talk about now. They are about to release the video. It is being reported by the family. It's being reported by the DA. It's being reported by the lead of the TBI that this video is going to be very damning. It's being reported that this video is going to be worse than Rodney King. In fact, Rodney King's beating, the video and the footage of Rodney King's beating was only about a minute and 40 something seconds. It is being reported that this beating lasted over 30 minutes. It lasted about 3 minutes, according to all reports that we've gotten. Again, the video has not been released. It's being reported that it will be released tomorrow. I'm recording this episode on Thursday. The video should be released tomorrow, which is Friday. And I'll more than likely, depending on how the responses and different things to the video, I'll more than likely do a special edition episode. But let's be clear. Let's understand the veracity of this. I get so tired, and I talked about this in 2020 during the George Floyd protest when I first started this podcast. Let's be clear. I despise with all of my heart when someone is shot down, murdered, and killed by the police. I despise when you have black people, especially. Now, I expect nothing less from white people to get on the communications and to get on the social medias, to get on the interviews on TV and different things like that. I expect that from them, to get on TV and stuff like that and to sit up there and tell black people that they shouldn't be angry when this video come out, to get on there and tell black people that they shouldn't be angry enough to go burn the city down. I expect that from white people. But when black people do it, it pisses me off. Because you more mad at black people for wanting to go burn that motherfucker down than you is at the people in the system by which Tyree was murdered. So put that anger where it's supposed to be. Now, I get people when they say that. Me personally, I don't as an activist, I don't agree with, excuse me, I don't agree with people rioting. I don't agree with people going out and being engaging in non-peaceful protests. I don't really agree with it, but I don't fault people. I don't ever get mad at people because people are angry. And you can say what you want to say about it, but people are entitled to whatever type of anger they decide to feel. Now, granted, there are some distractors who get involved and do things like burn buildings and different things like that. But I definitely understand the outrage that people have. Because people are tired in this country. People are tired of having to say the same thing, president after president, city after city, congressperson after congressperson, senator after senator, police chief after police chief, DA after DA. People are tired of constantly, hell, even up to the Supreme Court, people are tired of having to constantly repeat the same things about how black people are feeling in this country when it relates to policing. You have people who try to sit up there and try to give us all of these data points and all this other shit and try to negate the fact of how black people feel in this country and the fact that black people feel like we are under siege. We feel like we are under siege in this country. And you had this racial awakening and all that reckoning and awakening and all of that other stuff when George Floyd passed away. But it is clear that this country is hell-bent on continuing everything that they are doing to black people. It's been 2 years since George Floyd. And you have a country that has yet to acknowledge what has happened to George Floyd and announce any type of policy changes within the policing around the country. You have a country that has yet to pass any law that will change the way policing works in this country. Even when they had, even when Democrats had a majority in the Senate and the House, they was willing to go to the rounds of bipartisanship for all types of crazy stuff. But they could not get on the same page for bipartisanship when it came down to finding something that would help black people as it relates to policing in this country. I fought that on Joe Biden. I fought that on Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris is my girl. For people who listen to this podcast, y'all know I love me some Kamala Harris. But when we look at it, that should have been a focal point of their administration the last 2 years. Because black people got them elected. Black people put them in the position that they are in. And we can't get a simple bill to eliminate qualified immunity. We can't get a simple bill on other types of reforms. And they didn't even fight for one. It came up, and all that they could tell us, we don't have the votes. Joe Manchin, Kirsten Sinema. We not going to get the votes. But like I said, y'all found ways to get bipartisanship on almost all type of crap. None of which involved Black people. And so when we talk about the frustration of Black people, when it comes down to the killings of people like Tyree Nichols, and you talk about other instances of police violence in this country, you talk about the fact that we have yet to get true justice for Breonna Taylor. You talk about how they were the things that happened with Ahmaud Arbery's case. Barry Stewart, the fact that the Memphis Police Department is still paying for the pension of the man who murdered Darius Stewart. And the fact that no charges have, this man hadn't even been arrested or charged. I'm tired. Tired of coming on this podcast, having to give this spiel. I'm tired of having to come on here and do all of this. And I'm just tired. So tired. So I started this show off saying that I was going to talk about George Santos and talk about the issue going on with Ed Reed and Bethune-Cookman. But quite honestly, we just going to cut this episode short because I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I have gotten emotional over this topic because, like I said, it hits close to home. I know people who live in Memphis. I know how tired the people in Memphis are of having to go through the same thing. You have so many different dynamics within Memphis. You have so many different groups and factions of activists who are doing different things, and people are simply just tired of going through the same things over and over and over and over. And to have the police department, the chief, come out and say, this is not the policy, when it is clear as day that it's the policy. It was the policy before Chief Davis got there. It is the policy that after she has gotten there and she's in the department, it is the policy. It's going to probably be the policy after this is over. And so people in the city of Memphis are tired. People who have lived in Memphis and plan on ever living back there again are tired. People like me, we're tired. Like I said, I have family members there. I have friends there. I have activists, mentors, and different things like that who live there. And people are just simply tired. So, that's that on that. I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. I'll probably do another episode where I'll talk about the things that are happening with Bethune-Cookman and Ed Reed. And I'll also probably do another episode on George Santos, because those two things are definitely important discussions that need to be had and talked about. And I know that people want to hear my opinions on those two issues. And so I'll definitely also be having an episode on those two things probably at another time. But like I said, I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode because I do feel a little bit of heightened emotion and I don't want to stress myself out over this. So I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Continue to like, subscribe, and listen to the podcast on all of your major streaming platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and anywhere where you may listen to your major podcasts. Thank you again for tuning in, and we're out.